Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell, co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School, creator of the Celestial Timings, and co-author of the Shamanic Astrology Handbook. This is a look at the power of three. And it's part one of another part I will be doing later. I'm just going to give you the sense of the power of three, since three is coming up so much at this time. In the year 2013, we have three comets. We had three eclipses in April and May. We have three planets in the evening sky. We have three planets stationing retrograde in June. We have the grand water trine, three planets in water, actually four planets in water with other planets joining in and out of that configuration. But there are four planets that are going to be in water for several weeks and actually months in a very powerful grand trine that will become part of a grand sextile by the end of July. So the power of three is something I've worked with for a long time. And I just want to get people thinking about the power of three. There are ancient sayings that say that pay attention to things when they're mentioned, something is mentioned three times, it is really telling us this is of importance. You must pay attention to it. And it's coming from some form of truth that we need to pay attention to. So a lot of ancient people talked about things that come in threes or happen in threes, or if you hear something three times. There's also a translation of the Emerald Tablets of Thoth the Atlantean by Doriel that talks about the power of three. You may, if you've emailed me personally, you know my personal email address is p3@shamanicastrology.com. P for power, three, power of three. And I've had that email address for many years as I was energizing my own relationship to the power of three. We have so many different ways we experience three. There are three signs in each of the elements. There are three worlds: the upper world, middle world, and lower world, or the celestial world, the world we live in, and the underworld. And the thing about threes can go on and on and on. I'll share a little bit more about that in a moment. But for now, here is the quote from the Emerald Tablets of Thoth, the Atlantean. Three is the mystery come from the Great One. Hear, and light on thee will dawn. In the primeval dwell three unities. Other than these, none can exist. These are the equilibrium, source of creation, one God, one truth, one point of freedom. Three come forth from the three of the balance, all life, all good, all power. Three are the qualities of God in his home, his light home. Infinite power, infinite wisdom, infinite love. The power of three is infinite power, infinite wisdom, infinite love. Three are the circles or states of existence, the circle of light, where dwells nothing but God, and only God can traverse it, the circle of chaos, where all things by nature arise from death, and the circle of awareness, where all things spring from life. All things animate are of three states of existence, chaos or death, liberty and humanity, and felicity of heaven. So that is the power of three from the Emerald Tablets. Three is the number of multiplicity and alchemy. When you need at least two things to put them together to create a third. When a man and a woman come together, they can create a child. When two chemicals or substances come together, you can create a third substance. And as the number of multiplicity, the number one can give rise to another one or duplicate like itself. And one plus one equals two, and two plus one equals three. So from before we get to the number three, the only possibility we can have is one or two. But when two come together, then we can now have the possibility of three. And from three, all the other numbers come, because three plus one is four, three plus two is five, three plus three is six, three plus four is seven, three plus five is eight. So you see how the other numbers start adding together to make bigger numbers. And three is a part of that emergence of these other numbers. Also, the triangle is the most basic geometry, sacred geometry. Triangles are parts expressed in pyramids, and they are also expressing through our light. We could say that the pyramid is the model for consciousness. And J.J. Hertug in the Keys of Enoch talks about the pyramid can be understood as the model for consciousness exodus from one three-dimensional time set within Earth's magnetic fields into a multi-dimensional evolution. The power of three helps us to move and understand and experience the possibility of multidimensional realms, more than one dimension, two dimensions, or we actually live in third dimensional reality, and there are many dimensions beyond that. He goes on to say that the keys to the living biophysical and astrophysical universe are the living light pyramids of life existing within every structure, within every field of creation. These light pyramids are these triangular power of three expressions, and they are the biophysical relationship which exists in all life processes from the smallest hydrogen atom to the largest quasi-stellar formation, eventually going, and we are eventually going to prove that the light, the pyramid of light, is the central geometric form of all biophysical and consciousness evolution. The pyramid shows that the universal mind is all present, not only in every molecule or star ionization, but in every vibration of consciousness flow. Wherever you look, you're going to find that the consciousness flow is going into that universal constant. So the power of three is always showing up. There's a symbol called the triquetra. It is the symbol that is three circles, interlocking circles, and the three circles could represent the three worlds, and it's representing the possibility, and also really sort of a pyramidal shape, a triangular shape. So the interesting too, Thoth or Hermes, their name was Trismegistus. Thoth Trismegistus or Hermes Trismegistus, which means thrice blessed or thrice great, thrice meaning three, of course, and they are the progenitors of the Emerald Tablets. Now, the other thing about the triquetra is that it is these are three Vesica Pisces that are being formed by the three circles, and the Vesica Pisces is one of the most basic sacred geometry components, and is basically the shape of the eye. It has to do with the yoni and how it's a portal, an entrance point into a different realm or a different possibility. And the triquetra is symbolizing the power of three or the threefold nature of existence. So we could think about mind, body, spirit, life, death, rebirth, past, present, future, beginning, middle, end, sun, moon, earth. There's also the threefold creation process that I've written about in the Celestial Timings, thought, word, and deed, or thought, word, and actions. And we could say it in a more modern term. Many ancient traditions have a triple godhead or goddess expression. We've got mother, maiden, crone. But in the Vedic or Hindu scriptures, it's Vishnu, it's Brahman, who is the creator god, Vishnu, who is the maintainer god, and Shiva, who is the destroyer. And they have their consorts, or the consorts, their feminine counterparts, Saraswati, who is connected to Brahma, Lakshmi, who is connected to Vishnu, and Kali, who is connected to Shiva. So lots of different ways three shows up. And also, it is something that has been shown in the brain, that our brains can keep track of three things, but oftentimes when you go beyond three, it becomes more difficult, which is why we say ABCs or 1, 2, 3. There's often many different ways that we've expressed things in the number three. And so if you have more than three things, and I think like right now there's a big movement to have like the phases of, you know, three ways of describing something. So like, eat, love, pray is an example. You can remember something like that. And then, you know, there's a lot of websites I see with people that have three different words to describe what it is that they're doing, because there is something in the magic and the power of three, working with that power of three. So as we move through these next months and have all these threes that are coming up and three expressions, many of the different three expressions, just keep noticing how the number three is activating for you. The tetrahedron is also based on the three, the model of three. And as I debated about whether to do this audio or not, I got an email and it came in at 3:33. And when I first saw the email, it said that it had been mailed 3 hours ago. So I was like, okay, let's talk about the power of three. And so if you are doing ceremony and you have three people, you've got the power of three. If you are, if you do something three times, or you're noticing something coming up in your world more than once, particularly three times, if it's coming from three different directions, then it's definitely something to pay attention to and to take action on. If it's something that's asking for you to take action, or at least to contemplate. So here is to the power of three.